This is Jay Sekulow, a major airline in a business deal with Saudi Arabia, but Saudi Arabia says you've got Israel stamped on your passport or you're wearing a cross, you don't get in.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
What's the old slogan? Delta Airlines, you'll love the way we fly. That slogan may not fly, though, with some Jewish and Israeli travelers. Spread your love and fly.
Spread your love and fly. If we should respect, and we should, a Muslim's right to fly an airline with Muslim clothing or somehow a Muslim prayer mat or something, we should.
Good point, yeah.
Then there must be also reciprocal rights for a Christian or a Jew to be able to fly and to live their religion as they wish.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
And we've been bending to Saudi Arabia for many years now, and they've been, you know, making fortunes. They have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars sitting in their treasury, and we have nothing.
Think about it. A couple weeks ago, we had Delta, that controversy with charging for military bags. That blew over. This will blow over, too.
What I want to do is set a clear shot across the bow that there are basic American values, our Constitution, our federal law, and no one should sign an agreement that imports other countries' racial or religious prejudice into our own.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we've called it creeping Sharia, and that is this idea that Sharia law creeping into the United States. Well, now creeping in through business arrangements and a transaction between Delta Airlines and Saudi Arabian Air. Now, Saudi Arabian Air is owned by Saudi Arabia. So what does that mean? Well, it means that the restrictions of Sharia law are now being enforced, ready for this, folks, by Delta Airlines, and the FAA, apparently as it is right now, is allowing that to happen. Now, the irony of this is that you're talking about everything from if you've got Israel stamped on your passport, you can't fly Saudi Arabian Air or their Delta co-share partner, nor can you have a cross or a Bible, which could be confiscated at the gate by the Saudi Arabian Air officials and their partnership with Delta. By the way, Delta issuing press releases in January gloating over the fact that they've got this arrangement with Saudi Arabian Air, and now saying in press releases, oh, it doesn't mean anything special. Nonsense. How do you feel about a major corporation, and the FAA for that matter, allowing Delta Airlines to go in business with Saudi Arabia, where if you're Jewish, you can be denied access? And by the way, that was a congressional finding just 24 months ago. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we're taking your calls from around the country on this outrage with Delta Airlines. Jordan, there's also some developments in Washington on this. What's the latest?
Yeah, I mean, you've got U.S. senators looking into it as well. Let me play. This is Senator Mark Kirk from Illinois, Bite 7.
I don't think we should let any other country, for example, Saudi Arabia, to import their racial or religious prejudices into the U.S. civil aviation system.
Well, there you've got, I mean, it's direct response here. And, Jordan, they're also calling for hearings, correct?
That's right, that's right. Senator Kirk's also calling for hearings from the FAA to investigate what Delta has done immediately.
All right, well, it's interesting because the FAA is now saying, well, this isn't our responsibility. This is Delta's business decision. Folks, we want the FAA to get involved in this. We want to support what Senator Kirk's doing in calling for an investigation. And it's very simple. We want Delta Airlines to not be in business with the Saudi Arabians, who also, all of the leadership from 9/11 came out of Saudi Arabia, folks. The list goes on and on. We want you to take direct action. If you don't want Delta doing business with Saudi Arabia, then you call us right now and add your name to a petition going to Delta, going to the FAA, going to Congress. 877-989-2255. They call it creeping Sharia, and it's creeped right now into a corporation, and we shouldn't tolerate it. 877-989-2255. By the way, we'll send you the DVD, the export as well. Again, that number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard.
A new partnership between Delta Airlines and Saudi Arabian Airlines is generating significant controversy and opposition. You see, Delta plans to work with Saudi Arabian Airlines, owned by the Saudi government, which embraces discriminatory practices aimed at Jews, Christians, and women. Delta says it doesn't discriminate but can't control what other nations do. It's simply unacceptable for Delta to shut its eyes to the discriminatory actions of a business partner. The American Center for Law and Justice has mobilized legal and legislative teams demanding that Delta end its business relationship with the Saudis. We're calling for FAA oversight and a congressional investigation of this disturbing development. Add your name to our petition now. Demand Delta end this business partnership now. Call 1-877-989-2255. If you add your name now, we'll send you The Export, our powerful DVD about the dangers of Sharia law. Call now 1-877-989-2255, online aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Delta's discriminatory partner, and that is an alliance between Saudi Arabian Air, the official airline of Saudi Arabia. It's government-owned. And Delta Airlines, a U.S.-licensed company, of course, publicly traded, well-respected airline, they are now in business with Saudi Arabia, who in 2009, there were congressional findings, folks, that Saudi Arabia would not let Jews fly into Saudi Arabia. In fact, it said so on their website on who is prohibited access for travel. So, Jordan, this is not something they were hiding. Saudi Arabia was very direct about this.
Yeah, in fact, until 2004, with pressure from the Bush administration, they actually said no Jewish people on their Saudi Arabia's Ministry of Tourism website, people who were not allowed in. It, you know, talked about people with Israeli passport stamps. It also said no Jewish people. Now, that got removed in 2004, but Saudi Arabia, when you apply for a visa, which you have to, and it's very tough to get one, they ask what religion you are. Now, you may say, well, hey, I don't have to put that down. Yes, you do. And if you lie, and for instance, they found a Bible when they were in a security check, well, you've been lying to another foreign government, and you'd be in trouble. So they ask what religion you are. So even by removing that no Jewish people bullet point on their website, folks, if they can look up what religion you are in your visa application, it makes it pretty easy for them to deny visas of people they don't like. I mean, imagine if you're a priest or a Christian missionary. And this does not just apply, because people keep saying over and over, well, who on earth wants to go to Saudi Arabia for the most part? Well, there's lots of business people who have to go there because of the relationship between the U.S. and the Saudi businesses. But second, because of Delta's new plan, there may be a cheaper ticket. Let's say you're going to a missions trip somewhere else in the world. But if you fly through Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and you book your ticket through Delta, it's half price, or it's 20 or 30% less than if you had to go through Dubai, or if you had to go through somewhere in Europe. Well, you wouldn't be eligible for that ticket anymore. I mean, so it has larger ramifications than just people who are trying to get on the ground in Saudi Arabia. All of these restrictions apply to people who are only in transit.
You know, it's also interesting here. Father Jonathan Morris told Fox News why this policy is so restrictive. Listen to soundbite number three.
If we should respect, and we should, a Muslim's right to fly an airline with Muslim clothing or somehow a Muslim prayer mat or something, right, we should.
Good point, yeah.
Then there must be also reciprocal rights for a Christian or a Jew to be able to fly and to live their religion as they wish.
You know, it really can't be any clearer than that, folks. And I want to encourage you to do two things. I, number one, need everybody to go to your phones right now. We've got our government affairs team on this. We've got our lawyers on this. We worked through the weekend. We told you on Friday's broadcast we're going to have a full analysis. Now we know the action that needs to be taken. We need a Senate oversight hearing. We need the FAA to engage it. And we need Delta to say, you know what, doing business with Saudi Arabia, not such a great idea. Here's the number for your voice to be heard. Jordan's going to give it to you. Folks, you want to be told you can't carry a Bible onto a Delta airline booked flight on its way to Saudi Arabia? Or you can't wear a Star of David? That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, folks, call this number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Delta is under a lot of pressure, and as you know from the Under God issue about last week, now we're sending our letter off to NBC, but members of Congress take a bit more time. So now you've got Congress looking into, because they get calls by their constituents, many of you, they start looking at it as well. Now, I was on CNBC with this guy, Seth Kaplan, who is the head of Airline Weekly, a trade publication. He said this about Delta by five.
Think about it. A couple weeks ago, we had Delta, that controversy with charging for military bags. That blew over. This will blow over, too.
All right. First of all, that controversy over military bags did not blow over. They changed their policy. So it's different. This time, until they change their policy, we can't let this blow over.
You know, that's absolutely correct. Here's what I want you to do. We're going to take your calls, folks. Abraham Foxman, Abe Foxman from the Anti-Defamation League, has said the same thing very clearly. He said, we understand Delta, as any airline, is required to comply with the visa requirements of the destination country. However, Saudi Arabia's pact practices of banning travelers with an Israel stamp in their passport from gaining entry into the country runs contrary to the spirit and intent of Delta's non-discriminatory policy. And Jordan's absolutely right. They said that blew over. It blew over because they changed their policy. So we want Delta to change this. Don't do business. You're not talking about with some private airline that flies out of Saudi Arabia. We're talking about Saudi Arabia. We've got for you the export DVD, which talks about this issue. We call this creeping Sharia, folks. It's bringing all the Sharia compliance in through businesses, through finance, through law. That's what's happening here. We're going to send you the DVD, the export, but I need everybody to tell Delta no doing business with Saudi Arabia. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Talking about ACLJ.org, folks, everybody needs to go to the brand new website of the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org. Folks, it's incredible. It's deep. A lot of information there, user-friendly. You go to ACLJ.org. That website went live this weekend. But again, we need you to speak out on this issue. You can sign up at ACLJ.org or simply call us at 877-989-2255. Than Bennett heads up our government affairs in Washington, D.C. Than, what do we expect to happen in Washington on this?
Well, I can tell you what, this is not going to blow over. Jordan's right on this. Senator Kirk has already engaged. He's emailed, or he's sent a letter to the FAA. But listen, if Delta proceeds with this partnership, Jay, I think they're going to hear from at least three congressional committees. They're going to hear from the Senate Commerce Committee, the House Transportation Committee, and the House Oversight Committee. All of those committees, and there are probably more, but certainly those three have jurisdiction to ask questions on this, Jay, and they're going to start with this one. They're going to say, how does Delta justify entering into this partnership with an airline that discriminates based on religion, gender, and ethnicity? So Senator Kirk really just fired the warning volley here, I think. You guys have been talking about that. But if Delta doesn't take heed, we're going to have a response from Congress that spans committees, spans the House and the Senate. It's going to be sweeping.
You know what's interesting here, and we're going to take your calls again in just a second. The idea, can you imagine what the Obama administration is thinking? Why are they allowing these kind of things to happen? We're cutting a deal with Saudi Arabia? And Saudi Arabian Airlines, I guess that's why we're backing protesters. We don't know who they are either. 877-989-2255. If you want to be able to carry your Bible on a Delta airline that may be bound for Saudi Arabia, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's get right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Sandra calling from New York on line 3. Sandra, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit I'm from New York. However, why are we paying OPEC to destroy us? We got our own oil and gas right here, so why aren't we drilling? Because actually, there was no OPEC until America started buying the oil from them.
Well, this issue, look, this has got a lot to do with oil. It's got a lot to do with business. But this is an idea that a U.S. agency, a U.S. company, would do business with Saudi Arabia and exclude American citizens from possibly flying on their flights because of their religion or gender, or they're treated differently because of their gender, or what religious emblems they're wearing. That's the real problem, Jordan, with all of this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And there are, you know, I know people are seeing conflicting reports, Saudi Arabia saying, hey, we don't ban Jews. The truth is, the Jews who have been allowed into that country, this is taking aside people that are Israeli or have Israeli passports stamps on them, so it could be many of you who have visited Israel before. You have got to be pre-cleared, so if you do have some, of course, government interest, business interest, you may have been able to get in. But the larger issue here is what the policy is on paper. Those are the exceptions to the rule. Those are not the rule.
Yeah, so that's the situation here. Than the FAA response, which is muted at best, they're basically saying, oh, we should be blaming Delta Airlines here. It's really their problem. That's the what they're actually saying here. The FAA spokesman said that the issue is not in the purview of the agency, but instead would be addressed by the Department of Transportation. But the Department of Transportation is part of the executive branch of government. That gets the White House involved. And they said the issue involves visas and would be handled by the Department of State. So the FAA says go handle it with the Department of Transportation. And the Obama Department of Transportation says, no, 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 you got to handle this with the Department of State.
Yeah, it's all finger-pointing, Jay. It's almost hilarious. FAA blames DOT, DOT blames state. Well, the good news here is Congress has oversight over all three of those agencies, and I expect them to engage in it. And listen, I want to just add one thing to what Jordan's saying. Jordan's talking about how the government owns the airlines, and that's true. But Delta has entered into a partnership with them, so they can't hide behind this excuse anymore. They can't just say, oh, it's another government that is doing it. No, it's your business partner that's doing it. So if they're going to engage in it, you're responsible for it, and you have to answer for it.
Well, they certainly can't shift their responsibility by blaming it on Saudi Arabia, that when they voluntarily have entered into a Sharia compliant basically agreement with Saudi Arabia, which is what they've done here. So folks, this is why direct action is necessary. Jordan's gonna let you know exactly what you're gonna do. I'm gonna send you the export DVD to explain all of this, but we need to take direct action with Delta Airlines and with the FAA and the Congress to make sure we get a resolution here.
You call right now, 877-989-2255. Now, what we're asking for is the Delta to call this deal off, which, by the way, all of their, oh, we didn't have that much to do with this, they put out a press release all before this controversy began about how honored they were, honored to support Saudi Arabia Airlines in joining the alliance, the Star Alliance. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's the SkyTeam Alliance, 877-989-2255. Do you want your U.S. companies in an alliance with Saudi Arabia? ACLJ.org. We just launched a new website.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulow.com. A new partnership between Delta Airlines and Saudi Arabian Airlines is generating significant controversy and opposition. You see, Delta plans to work with Saudi Arabian Airlines, owned by the Saudi government, which embraces discriminatory practices aimed at Jews, Christians, and women. Delta says it doesn't discriminate, but can't control what other nations do. It's simply unacceptable for Delta to shut its eyes to the discriminatory actions of a business partner. The American Center for Law and Justice has mobilized legal and legislative teams demanding
ending the Delta and its business relationship with the Saudis. We're calling for FAA oversight and a congressional investigation of this disturbing development. Add your name to our petition now. Demand Delta end this business partnership now. Call 1-877-989-2255. If you add your name now, we'll send you The Export, our powerful DVD about the dangers of Sharia law. Call now 1-877-989-2255, online ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, Delta Airlines has gone into a business arrangement with Saudi Arabian Air, which, by the way, is owned by the Saudi government. They said, well, this was no big deal. Well, meanwhile, they issued on January 10th of this year a press release that said, quote, and this is from Delta, "We are honored that Saudi Arabia has chosen to link its future growth and success with Delta and our Sky Team partners while bringing our alliance greater access to destinations across the Middle East." Yeah, greater access so long as you're not carrying a Bible, greater access as long as you don't have a Star of David on, maybe not a cross, greater access if you're not Jewish, greater access if you don't have Israel stamped in your passport. And Skip Ash is a senior counsel with the ACLJ. And Skip, we talk about this creeping Sharia issue, and Delta basically is falling for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, that's exactly right. This whole idea of Sharia laws, the Muslims want to bring in Sharia everywhere throughout the world, and what they're trying to do step by step, and push here, push there, push somewhere else, and they're trying step by step to bring that into every country, to include the United States, and we've got to be very careful. Even our courts are beginning now to take Sharia law into account, and we've got to push back because these people are going to be persistent, and it's going to happen in every area of our lives.
And this is the business transaction of Sharia law. By the way, if you go to ACLJ.org, the brand new website, we've got Jordan's debate with someone from the airline industry up on the website right there on the homepage at ACLJ.org. But again, as we get ready to take more calls, you go to the phones right now, add your name to this petition telling Delta no Sharia compliance with Saudi Arabia here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Have your voice heard, folks. We'll send you the Export DVD. Jordan, let's go back to the phones.
Kelly's calling from Colorado on line 3. Kelly, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. I just am amazed. If this were any other group of people, the ACLU would be crying out, as well as our administration would be stopping that action right away. But because it's Jews and Christians, there's a double standard. You know, I want to know where all the liberals are protecting, quote, people's rights. This administration is clearly leaning in one way, and it is not pro-Israeli or pro-Christian.
Jordan, I was going to let you answer that because the reality is you've been following this very closely this weekend, but Kelly's absolutely right. The no liberal groups are speaking out on this. We've been scouring for this and cannot find anything.
No, it's the typical response. It becomes the conservatives, it becomes Christians, it becomes the Jewish groups who respond, but the left in general just kind of shrug their shoulders. Why? Because the people being attacked here, well, they're no big deal. It's not as controversial. You know, it's much better for them when it's Muslims under attack, and they think they're, you know, the Islamophobia that they talk about so much. When it's Christians and Jews, oh, there's no civil rights issue because who cares what Saudi Arabia's policy is? Now, we have a lot of weight to throw around when it comes to Saudi Arabia and influence. The Bush administration used it to an extent to get rid of that no Jewish people policy in 2004. We can go further. And because this has become a story with Delta, because this is now a controversy, I mean, Donald Trump is weighing in as well. In fact, let's listen to that bite one.
And we've been bending to Saudi Arabia for many years now, and they've been, you know, making fortunes. They have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars sitting in their treasury, and we have nothing.
You know, that's I'm glad you played that Trump bite, because he's right. This is a business transaction that they've engaged in. Skip, nobody compelled Delta Airlines to sign basically a Sharia-compliant agreement, obviously, because they're complying with the laws of Saudi Arabia, which are all Sharia compliant. Nobody compelled Skip Delta to do this. This was a voluntary business transaction. They could have simply said no.
That's exactly right, and they should have. this is indefensible. But we also have to keep in mind that when, obviously, Delta expects to make some money, but so did the Saudis. And where do the Saudis spend that money? Just look at Pakistan. They've been funding madrasas, has been turning out these radicals who go after the West over and over again. So they are indoctrinating people around the world, these madrasas, and that's from money that we give them because of the trade and oil.
Well, folks, here's what we want you to do. It's a very specific and direct action. Go to ACLJ.org. That brand new website's up, by the way. We've got some video that we'll be posting from the radio broadcast today on ACLJ.org, so you're going to want to listen there. But we also want you to have your voice heard. You want your dollars going. Basically, this is what's happening. You fly Delta, and this is what happens. And I've flown Delta a lot, and I'm really perturbed at this one. And again, I'm not calling for a boycott of Delta. What I'm calling for is Delta don't enter into an agreement with Saudi Arabia. And also to our State Department or Department of Transportation or FAA, as this is being moved around between the agencies, hey, don't allow these kind of things to happen. This is that creeping Sharia we've been warning everybody about. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Tiffany's calling from Colorado on line 6. Tiffany, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm wanting some clarification because I'm not flying to Saudi Arabia anytime soon, and I'm wanting to understand what happens on American soil because of this deal. Like, for example, can an American citizen book a flight?
Huh. Great question. Jordan, we've been having a team check on that all weekend, and the answer is very clear.
Here's one of the biggest issues. Delta could very well end up enforcing Saudi Arabia's restrictions on Americans on American soil. This is how. You call Delta. That's an airline you use or your company uses. That you say, we need to book a flight to X. And they say, okay, here's some options. You can fly through Jeddah, or maybe you need to go to Saudi Arabia, or you're going to somewhere that there's a connecting flight. It's a major hub for Africa, so plenty of Christian missions groups go through there. Delta, doing their due diligence, if they're going to put you on that flight, may have to ask, are you Jewish? Do you plan on bearing any religious material with you? Because all of that is banned, even in transit. Even if your bag never leaves the airport to go to another place, you cannot bring a Bible into Saudi Arabia. They very well could be in the position where they've got to inform you of that information when you're booking your flight.
I think the question is, Skip, here, why would Delta, we know the business transaction, but they also know, and we're really close on time here, this whole issue of creeping Sharia has been a concern of ours, and that apparently is still the situation right now.
Well, that's exactly right. What we've been talking about is they always want us to adapt to them, and they're never willing to adapt to us. There is no reciprocity in any of this, and we are very foolish if we do not require them to live up to the same types of standards that they want us to live up to with respect to Islam.
You know, we've got more bites we're going to play on tomorrow's broadcast as this issue continues, but I want to tell you folks, this is a big, big issue. We've got the brand new website up at ACLJ.org. Please check it out today. Jordan, who do you have coming up on your broadcast?
Dinesh D'Souza is joining us today talking 2012, of course, and also Christianity, and so a lot of great issues, and I'm sure many people out there have read his books, his defense of what's so great about Christianity, and Letters to a Young Conservative, a book on Obama's background, the roots of Obama's rage. These are all hot-button issues. He's now also the president of King's College in New York. He'll be joining us on the Jordan Sekulow Show.
That's going to be great. Everybody stay tuned for that. It's on a lot of the stations here as well as XM and Sirius, and of course at ACLJ.org. You can listen to it online. Well, folks, that's going to do it for our broadcast today. But again, as we close it out, we're letting Delta have your voice heard. Jordan, tell everybody why they need to take action right now.
Hey, folks, this is why you have to take action right now, or else it blows over. We cannot allow it. As people, you know, this outrage builds for a day or two, and you move on. It can't be done. That's what the corporate world thinks will happen. You'll be upset at Delta for a couple days and move on. Last time this happened with the military bags, they changed their policy. That's why we moved on. We'll move on when Delta says, you know what, we're not going to support Saudi Arabia being in this skylines. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and tell Delta to cut it off.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.